All right, let's check in on some NFL football. Lots going on, including the slander of a very promising young player, David Musick. Mr. Hatchett, Rico, and Kenny, a quick question from me before we go down the list with David. What do you make of the big kerfuffle with Anthony Richardson and the Bengals, where the Bengals tormented Richardson, mocking him? All he does is run. Hey, you're going to throw the ball at some point? A brutal showing for Richardson in the joint practice. Is it something or is it nothing? Where do we stand on Anthony Richardson of the Colts year two? All right, Rico's stupid look on his face. He hates him.
No, it's not that, Mike. I don't know. He's got a lot of Lamar in him where he relies on his legs a lot. And it's the Achilles heel for Lamar. Hey, we're going to make you throw the ball to beat us because we don't think you can. And I think a lot of teams are going to use that same game plan for Anthony Richardson. Until you go out here and torch us with your arm, we don't think you can do it. David, now, I wouldn't have said it out loud like they did, but I think a lot of people said it quietly.
Well, I'll go the same direction as Kurt Herbstreit last night on Amazon Prime. Clearly, he says they have to figure out what they're going to do with this guy, move on or not. And I'm like, this is the second year. What do you mean move on or not? Let Joe Flacco start?
Herbstreit should stick to college.
I truly think that it's just smoke, okay?
Okay.
He'll be fine. Second year, let him play. We'll see what he truly is.
Kenny, any thoughts? Or because he went to Florida, you're compromised?
No, I lean more towards what David says. I think it's a lot of smoke like he does. And I just want to see how I'll be John here. I want to let it play out before I start cursing the guy as much as I would like to because of the Florida thing.
You're baiting me into saying something, and I won't. David, go ahead.
Let's talk about this for a quick second because it happened earlier in the week. Then there was a response from his former coach, but it was Tua against Brian Flores this week.
Oh, that was nasty.
Where Tua basically said that he every day was being told that you're trash, you're this, you're that. And the difference between Brian Flores and McDaniel. And Flores came out the next day with two players on each side. And he basically said, look, I have to get better at certain things. I'm not going to say that he's completely wrong, but I do have to get better. Your thoughts on that whole thing?
I'm sorry, but Tua is mine. And I'm going to say this. I think Tua looks like a punk. I think it's weak sauce. Oh, yeah, my coach was mean to me. Dude, you're flourishing. You're about to get $50 million a year, whatever it is. You know what? Shame on Tua. You don't need to air the dirty laundry and do it in specifics. And by the way, it's the NFL. Oh, you suck. Well, I guess Tua couldn't be a radio host then, because you'll hear that a lot. I just thought Tua came across as a real, he came across like the pet that Jim has. And I'll leave it there.
David, I was...
That's my guy. I have a right to say that.
I will say this. I think this is one of those where both could be right, both could be wrong. I think for Flores, realizing I think that was his first real head coaching job. So he probably went in there thinking, I got to be tough guy. I got to do this. I got to do that.
Bill Belichick coming right from Bill, yeah.
And you can't be that way when you don't have the credibility. And then you also have to learn the personnel. And maybe Tua is a guy that he needs positive reinforcement. And even though you want to yell at him, it's going to be counterproductive by you telling him how bad he sucks. Whereas McDaniel comes in and is like, hey, man, you the man. You the guy.
All right,
I can't live
all,
without you.
When did McDaniel go from aspiring young NFL head coach to Miami club promoter?
Oh, he is.
What
something
on earth?
There was that look
the other day. I go, this is amazing.
Side by side on the internet of freshman year versus senior year. Yeah. He has gone all in.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
But I think it's one of those you have to know your player, and he obviously didn't. He went in with that Belichick mind frame, this worked before. And I think it's a lot of coaches fail because you try to be somebody else instead of being yourself.
Yeah, so I've seen this rumor or speculation regarding Ja'Marr Chase, who is still sitting out because he wants a new contract. But there's speculation out there that he may sit out through week one. Do you see that happening?
Yes. Bengals are cheap. He's the best receiver, arguably, in football. He wants his deal. They haven't gotten it done. He's this deep into camp. I'll lean yes.
Yeah. I mean, very similar to what Chris Jones did. We're going to sit out.
You're right. Yes.
You need to see what life is going to be without me. So he didn't play last year against the Lions. Ironically enough, Chiefs lose. He got his deal done.
The problem with Chase is he doesn't have 1 year left. He's got two. It's a little more difficult. So, but I'm with Rico. It's a great comp with the Chris Jones thing. Go ahead, Debbie.
Correct. Which leads me to this, because there is a wide receiver tandem list that I found here. They have, in honorable mention, they have the Detroit Lions, Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams in that honorable mention. Mike Evans and Godwin for the Bucs in that mention. But let me go through what they have here on the actual list.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders, Adams and Myers is number 10. Doesn't make sense to me.
Why?
Because I would put St. Brown and Jameson Williams at 10 over them.
I wouldn't.
Evans and Godwin? I would.
No, hold on. Stick with the Raiders thing with me for a minute. The problem I have is we believe what J-Mo is going to do.
Correct.
But it's about what Myers has done. To establish yourself on this list. Look, Davante Adams, his efficiency is going down. I think next year at this time, Amon-Ra and J-Mo will be on this list. But as we sit here right now, it's not a projection list. It's about right here, right now.
Well, then why not put Evans and Godwin from Tampa Bay? They've both been over 1,000 yards.
Because Godwin doesn't have any cartilage left in his knees. He's blown out his knee like 17 times.
That is fair.
I'm sorry.
Number 9, the Dallas Cowboys, CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks.
One dude wants a deal and ain't playing. The other guy, if the wind blows too hard, he's out 3 weeks. I don't like this at all.
America's team.
America.
Number 8, the Chicago Bears are DJ Moore and Keenan Allen.
People are saying he's Allen baked. Looks terrible in camp.
He's baked, I think.
But they have Roma Dunze as the insurance policy.
He kind of became their third receiver. You know, what we're looking for here in Detroit.
Number 7, Houston Texans with Diggs and Collins.
Love. And Tank. What about Tank?
It's a duo.
He's their third receiver. That's what we need here in Detroit. Too bad you couldn't get him.
Why are you doing this?
Number 6, Rams.
He wasn't available.
Cup and Nakua.
100% for the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Your team at number 5.
I would have them a little bit higher.
Well, let's see. Number 5, your team, the 49ers with Samuel and Ayuk.
I would take the Rams.
With number 4 would be the Bengals with Chase and Higgins.
Love. I just wish T. Higgins would demand a trade to the Giants. That's all I need.
Why?
Because I love T. Higgins.
What did he do to you, man?
Dude, I'm desperate. I got nothing. All right,
leave me alone. Throw him the ball? You?
I'll take him in Pittsburgh.
No, you guys are too cheap. Seriously, we got the Pimani Brothers sandwich. You don't want that.
Those sandwiches are so overrated.
They are.
We'll give you Pittsburgh Pirates season tickets if you come here.
Oh, you give those away. Number 3, Minnesota Vikings with Jefferson and Addison.
Here's the problem. Addison's got a suspension coming up.
Correct.
Yeah, I was about to say, Addison is, I would bring that one down a little bit.
Number 2, the Eagles with A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith.
Yes, and by the way, how about Howie Roseman basically getting Jahan Dotson for free?
Yes.
How did he pull that off?
He's Howie Roseman. I don't know. There's like a blood oath with Satan or something.
In division deal of getting this guy.
I mean, I know you're not into these types of movies, Mike, but he went full Jedi mind trick. You do not want Jahan Dotson.
Dotson hasn't blossomed into that wideout one that they drafted him to be. He hasn't had good quarterback play. They have no offensive line. They have a lot of mouths to feed.
No, but I'm saying
I would have loved Dotson on my team.
Right. He went full Obi-Wan. These are not the droids you're looking for.
I'm giving you this and you're going to love it.
I think we'll give you this and we'll love it.
Number 1 will be the
Dolphins. I'm going to have to Google this. I'm really not sure what we're speaking of here.
The Dolphins with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
Yeah. And again, the only knock there, Waddle is constantly hurt. He was hurt again in camp. Can't stay healthy.
So why not? Why Debo and Ayuk going down?
No, I like the Rams duo better. That's all. Okay. I mean, Debo, look, when it goes for Debo, it's going to go off the cliff. I worry about him. He plays
Alexander.
Yeah, he just plays so physical. He's like Isaiah Pacheco for wide receivers.
Yeah.
Every time Debo touches the ball, he wants to paralyze someone. That wears on you, man. Look at the shoulder injury list. He tries to kill people.
No, he does.
And that is In Football Today.